This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 28, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. At the official opening of EAA AirVenture yesterday, there were smiles and lots of exhaling when arriving visitors confirmed the promise of increased advance registrations. EAA Media and Public Relations Director Dick Nepinski put it this way.
Aviators, apparently, with all the economic things going on, still say, you know, we're going to gather together and have some fun here at Oshkosh.
EAA President Tom Poberesny elaborated when he welcomed reporters a little after 10 a.m.
To give you an idea of what's happening, we've got some problems, good problems, problems that can be solved. The campsite is now essentially full. We're into overflow. I mean, we still can handle campers, but we're in the overflow areas that we've never been before. North Florida Aircraft Camping is closed temporarily because of capacity. We're sending that area to other airports. Our transit is still open, but, you know, they're coming in very fast. I guess what I'm saying is the fact is that the attendance expectations we had have been exceeded. Our advanced ticket sales are running 33% ahead of last year. I don't expect the attendance to be up 33%, but all the numbers right now are running significantly ahead of last year and far ahead of expectation, which indicates, number one, the value of this event to the aviation community, and more importantly, people are ready to get back engaged after a tough economic situation over the last 6 to 8 months. So it's very, very encouraging.
As for exhibitors, EAA says the number of exhibitors is up this year, but there's a less crowded feel to the grounds. Part of that is the absence of some former regulars who had large exhibits in the past. But Nepinski says the $3.8 million expansion of the available exhibit space by 60% also plays a big role in the visual changes. Some heavy afternoon thunderstorms notwithstanding, there was plenty of traffic through the show yesterday. The presence of the Virgin Galactic Mothership Eve and Sir Richard Branson's preparations for his first flight aboard the craft have drawn an interesting mix of media this year. Here in the Media Mall, British network ITN has a makeshift TV production facility set up in the back of a rented minivan. Not everyone's a Branson fan, but there's no denying his celebrity. Eve, formerly known as White Knight 2, made a flyby a little after 2:30 p.m. yesterday, flanked by the Ford Trimotor, a sort of caricature of the heritage flights common at air shows. The mothership landed for its stay on Aeroshell Square about 2:45 p.m. Branson is scheduled to make his first flight in the big plane today. Speaking at AirVenture yesterday on behalf of Cirrus Aircraft, company co-founder and vice chairman Dale Clapmeyer stepped back from the earlier tone of CEO Brent Wouters regarding an attempt by Alan Clapmeyer to form a group to take over development of the Cirrus Vision SF-50 jet. Where Wouters described evaluation of Alan's proposal by the Cirrus board as simply a perfunctory responsibility to stockholders, Dale took a softer tone when asked if the sale of the jet program to his brother might be seriously considered.
We are not going to split it off and sell it to somebody else. But Alan is different because, you know, it's still going to be developed across the runway then. It's not getting moved to Timbuktu.
Would that kind of a split off mean that you would investigate letting the development go on through an outside company headed by Alan and then share, for example, marketing and distribution?
Yeah, maybe.
You can hear the entire interview in coming days on the Aero News special feature. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Elvis is in the building, or over it. Icon's Amphibious A5 flies at Oshkosh. And Garmin introduces a half dozen new products on the same day. And don't forget to check out today's Aero News special feature. Today, I'll talk about what's new at Teledyne Continental Motors with company president Rhett Ross. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.